22节。
We'll read from chapter 15 verse 20 to verse 22。
哥林多前书第15章20节。 但基督已经从死里复活， 成为睡了之人出熟的果子， 死既是因一人而来， 死人复活也是因一人而来。 在亚当里众人都死了， 照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
But Christ had indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
我们再看42节、43节。
And then we read from verse 42 and
43. 42节，死人复活也是这样。 所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的；所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
Verse 42, so will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body, it is raised in a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
45节，经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。Verse
45. So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being; the last Adam a life-giving spirit.
我们再读。 第四十七节，头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。48节，那属土的怎样，还属土的也就怎样；属天的怎样，还属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
Verse 47. The first man was of dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And verse 49. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven.
我想今天我特别的给弟兄姊妹有这样的一起的来思想圣徒复活生命的特质。And
today I have this thought to share with brothers and sisters about the characteristic of the life of the resurrection in saints.
在我的纲要的里面提到主要的有四个特质。
In my outline, I have talked about their four characteristics.
第一个就是有重生，是重生的生命。
And the first one is the life of the regeneration.
第二个是变化的生命。
Second is the life of the transformation.
第三个是得胜的生命。
And thirdly is the life of the victory.
第四是荣耀的生命。
And fourthly, the life of the glorification.
那我讲的时候，可能把次序改变一下。As
I speak about it, I may change the order.
因为我就顺着哥林多前书第15章刚刚所读的这些圣经的次序，一起的来思想。
Because I would be sharing according to the verses from 1 Corinthians 15 and at the order over there.
所以第一个我讲到重生的生命。
So first I want to talk about the life of regeneration. And then I will talk about the life of glorification. Then we talk about the life of transformation. And then finally the life of victory.
我想可能不容易了解,
I think that it may not be easy to understand.
但是我尽量的 用最简单的方法方式给一起的交通。
But I want to share with you with the simplest method.
我想这是必须要了解的。
I think this is something we must understand.
这是必须要认识的。
Something we need, must know.
这必须要经历的。
And something we must experience.
我想前一个月我稍微讲到主的再来。
And last month, I talked a little bit about the coming of the Lord.
那就讲到一切受造之物都在叹息。
Talk about all the things that were created as sighing and moaning.
连圣灵初结的果子的也是在叹息。
Even the first fruit from the Holy Spirit is also groaning.
我们叹息要等候有一天能够得着了儿子的名分。
We're groaning that one day we'll receive the sonship.
我们这个儿子的名分就是身体得赎。
And this sonship is that we will be redeemed in the body.
我们现在得救乃是灵的得救。
Now when we're saved, we are saved spiritually.
继续我们在十字架的道路的里面和圣灵的工作和神的话语叫我们的魂
Under the work of the cross and the word, that our body, our soul will continue to be worked at.
但是我们最终的盼望乃是身体得赎。
But our final hope is the redeeming of our body.
那意思说我们有一个复活的身体。
That means we will have a body of resurrection.
这个身体乃是一个荣耀的身体。
And this body is the body of glorification.
这个身体乃是与基督一同，与基督复活荣耀身体相似。
And this body will be like the resurrected body of Christ.
但是今天愿意先给弟兄姊妹有一点交通到复活生命。
But first I want to share with you about the life of a resurrection.
我们要得着的将来复活的身体,
if we want to receive the body of resurrection in the
我们必须要先承受复活的生命,
future, we must first receive the life of resurrection.
这一个复活的生命只有圣徒才能够得到的。
And only this life will only be received by the saints.
但是这一个复活的生命的特质乃是重生，乃是荣耀，乃是改变，乃是得胜。But
the characteristic of this life of resurrection is the regeneration, the glorification, the transformation, and also the victory.
那在这里我用四个字来表明。
Here I will use four words to represent it.
我们刚刚读到哥林多前书第十五章十二节到二十三节。
And earlier we read from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 12 to 23.
我们再读到42节到58节。
Then we read from verse 42 to 58.
在这里有四个字。
There are four words here.
或许我没有办法完全的讲完。
I probably cannot speak of all of them.
但是希望弟兄能够抓住这四个字。
But I hope brother and sister can hold on to these four words.
第一个字就是种。
The first word is to sow.
我们所种的是羞辱的。
What we sow is dishonor.
复活乃是荣耀的。
But what's a resurrected will
be glory. 那下面还有所种的。
And then later on it said what we
saw,
and there's all the resurrected one.
若是我们看到 22节, 43节, 44节, 我们就看到, 这一个重, 这一个字。
If we see from verse 22, 43, and 44, we can see this word song.
第二个字就是荣, 荣耀, 荣。
And the second word is glory.
我们在44节, 41节, 43节。
We can see that from verse 40, 41, and 43.
我们就看到这个荣耀。
And this glorious body.
以后有一个字就是变。
And then there's another word, is the transformation.
但是小字就写就说原为是窗。
And in this small words in the original text, it says to put on.
所以我们就用窗这一个字。
So we will use the word to put on.
这是在53节, 54节。
And this is from verse 53 and 54.
以后55节到57节, 我们就看到得胜。
And then from 55 to 58, we can
see that it's victory. 所以我们就用胜字来表明。
So we use the word victory.
所以这四个字, 我想能够记住。
If we can remember these four words,
我们就能够记住。
Then we can remember the characteristic of the life of the resurrection.
第一个字是重,
the first word is the soul.
第二个呢是龙,
and second word glory.
第三个字乃是窗,
and third word is to put
on. 第四个字乃是胜,
and the fourth word is the victory.
现在我一个一个的有一点解释,
now I will explain each one of them.
我想 我们还是限制在时间的里面。
I think we're still limited under the time.
若是我们来不及, 我们就停在哪一个地方。
If we don't have enough time, we will just pause there.
但是希望弟兄姊妹能够想到这四个字连带的关系。
But I hope brother and sister can remember the relationship of these four words.
第一个我们看到重,
first is the soul.
这就是重生的生命。
And this is the life of born again.
重生的生命, 重生不是我们自己能够做到。
And regeneration is not something we can do on our own.
不是我们修炼到某一个程度, 我们就有一个新的生命进入我们的心里。
It's not something we can work labor on to an extent that then the new life will come into us.
重生乃是外面 一个种子种在我们的心里,
it's from the outside that one of the seed is sown into our heart.
这个种什么呢?
Oh, so what are you sowing here?
我们到底我们的里面要种谁呢?
And what, who are we sowing here?
那就是种了神的道,
to sow the word of God.
我们把基督哪一个初始的果子种在我们的心里。
We take the first fruit, Christ, to sow into our heart.
我们也成了哪个圣灵所结的初熟的果子。
And we become the first fruit from the Spirit.
所以非常重要的在20节的里面说, 基督是初熟的果子。
So it's very important that in verse 20 talk about Christ is the first fruit.
初熟的果子意思说他成了一粒的种子。
And it's important that this become the first one seed.
这个一粒的种子乃是复活生命的种子。
And this seed contains the life of resurrection.
若是我们愿意开我们的心门接受这个福音,
if we are willing to open our heart to receive this gospel,
我们让这位的复活的主耶稣进入我们的心里。
We let this Christ of resurrection to come into our heart.
那就成了哪一个复活的种子,
and it become that seed of resurrection.
当种子种在我们心里的时候,
and as the seed was sown into our heart,
我们就成了一个重生的基督徒。
We will become a Christian of being regenerated.
我记得有一次, 我很多年在KU做事。
I remember I worked many years at KU. And one of the co-workers came to
see me.
And then he was speaking to me in the lab.
以后他自己就做见证说,
and later on he gave a testimony.
他说他是天主教徒,
he said he's a Catholic.
但是他用一个字说, 我是重生的天主教徒。
But he said that I'm a Catholic who's been regenerated.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得天主教没有真正的得救的人。
And sometimes we think that Catholic may not have people who are truly born again.
但是我也可以说，在基督教的里面，在教会的里面，有很多没有重生的基督徒。But
I can also say that even in Christian, there are some who have not been regenerated.
今天我们来到主的面前。Today
we come before the Lord.
我们要传福音。We
want to share the gospel.
我们要侍奉神。We
want to serve God.
我们要敬拜神。We
want to worship God.
我们要成了一个有机体。
We want to become an organism.
成了基督的身体,
to become the body of Christ.
不是说你名义上你是不是基督徒,
it's not just the name that you are Christian or not.
乃是说到你是不是是一个重生的基督徒,
that if you are a born again Christian.
我很简单地说, 重生就是由主耶稣初熟的果实的那个种子种在我们的心里。
I say again, this regeneration is to have this seed of regeneration sown into our hearts.
我们所种的是什么?
What do we sow?
我们所种的是谁?
Who do we sow?
乃是主耶稣基督的福音。
It is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就是一个撒种的人。So
we are just a sower.
要接受的乃是哪一个听的人?
And the one who receives is the one who listens.
要叫他发芽的乃是圣灵。
What causes it to sprout is the Holy Spirit.
乃是神的本身。
It's the characteristic of
弟兄姊妹,
God.
弟兄姊妹,我们需要去撒种。
We are, brothers and sisters, we need to go sow and sow.
我们若是尽我们的所能的,
if we can do what we can,
神必定会让那个种子发芽。
And God will cause that seed to sprout.
我们刚刚看到哪一个图片?
And earlier we saw that picture.
就说到彼得前书第一章第三节。Talk
about 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
在哪里特别说到基督复活重生了我们。And
talk about that Christ had been raised from dead to regenerate us.
我们的重生乃是因着主耶稣从死里复活。
Our regeneration is because of our Lord Jesus Christ raised from death. He became the first fruit.
所以重生乃是由于耶稣基督的复活。
So the regeneration is because of the resurrection of Christ.
在雅各书第一章第十八节。
In James chapter 1 verse 18.
说按着父的旨意。
It said he chose us through the word of the truth.
这个真道是什么?
What is this truth?
这个真道我们乃是说的是谁?
And this truth, who is it talking about?
这个真道乃是我们的主的话语。
And this word of truth is the word
of our Lord.
And the life of our Lord.
这个真道乃是圣灵。
So this truth is also the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章六十三节。
So in John chapter 6, 63,
主耶稣说, 我的话就是灵,就是生命。
And he said, the words I have spoken to you is the Spirit, it is life.
第三个, 在约翰福音第三章第六节。
And thirdly, in John chapter 3, verse 6,
耶稣说, 从灵生的就是灵。
Those who are born from the Spirit are from the Spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
Those born from the flesh will be flesh.
在约翰福音11章25节。
So John chapter 11 verse 15.
耶稣说,我就是复活,我就是生命。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life.
信我的人必然复活。
And those who believe in me will rise again.
同样在约翰福音第六章六十三节。
Or in John chapter 6, verse 63.
我们的主说,叫人活着的乃是灵。
That those who cause us to live is the Spirit.
这个字有两个意思。
So this word has two meanings.
这个意思乃是说, 叫人复活的乃是圣灵。
The one who caused us to rise is the Holy Spirit.
And
this continue to live. So those who cause us to live is the Spirit. There is no advantage, benefit for the flesh. Or we can say that there's no use for the flesh. The flesh counts for nothing.
And
many times we want to use our own method to cause people to be raised. But our Lord Jesus said that counts for nothing. That we only believe in what we can. We can use our own effort to do good. You can cause ourselves to be a good person. But then it will count for nothing. But the person who is really regenerated, they come from above. That the life of our Lord, resurrected life, will be so
enough.
And this is the first characteristic of a resurrection
of sin.
Not through the power of
man.
And not through an activity of
man.
But to come submit
to God.
To through the Holy
Spirit.
Through the power of the resurrection of
Christ.
But through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all the words that were spoken in the Bible. And secondly, we want to see after we have this life of resurrection, if we have sown this life of resurrection, and there will be reaction to this life. Not only this life will cause us to live, but also this life has the characteristic of the resurrection. Earlier we read from verse 42. It said those who are dead when they are resurrected, those the sown is perishable, but it is raised as imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is raised in spiritual body.
种的乃是要发芽,
and what's been sown will sprout.
结果种的乃是要长大,
it will grow.
所以主耶稣在要得荣耀的时候, 他就告诉他的门徒,
so when Jesus was going to be glorified, he told his disciples,
他是一粒的麦子, 若是不种在地里, 仍旧是一粒。
He said, well, if a seed is not sown into the ground, it's still one seed.
若是落在地里就结出许多子粒来,
but if it's been sown, then it will bear many fruits.
这个告诉我们说, 乃是有复活的本质在哪个种子的里面。
It's telling us that there's characteristic of resurrection in this seed.
我们感谢赞美神,
thank and praise God.
我们所种的, 身体是主耶稣基督的种子,
what we are sowing is the seed from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们将来也必有基督的复活的荣形,
and in the future we will have the shape of the glory of Christ.
我们所种的外体若是愿意破碎,
if we sow on the outer body, if we're willing to be broken,
我们里面的哪一个生命就可以发芽, 可以长大,
the life within us will be able to sprout and grow.
我想这是使徒保罗, 特别在哥林多前书15章所告诉我们的,
and I think that's what Apostle Paul is trying to tell us in 1 Corinthians 15.
他说, 所种的若不死,
If the one that's being sown is, will not die,
就不能够活,
then it will not live.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是在一个长进的过程的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we are in the process of growing.
当然这一个过程是成了一个荣耀的过程。
May this process will become a glorified process.
我们将来要得着的一个荣耀的身体。
We will receive a glorious body in the future.
我年幼的时候听了一个故事。
I heard a story when I was young.
我差不多有65年，我仍然常常的写一个小小的故事，常常现在我的脑海的里面。
Some 60-some years that this story is still in my mind.
他就说有一个狮子。
And he said that
一个水池,
there is a pond.
这个水池的里面有很多的小鱼。
And there's many fishes in this pond.
另外在哪一个水池的里面有很多的蝌蚪。
And there's also a lot of tadpole in this pond.
这个小鱼常常就笑着一个小蝌蚪。
And the little fish is laughing at the tadpole.
他说我长得多漂亮。
He said, "I look at me. I'm so pretty."
但是你是多丑的。
But you are so ugly.
你的头又大。
You have a big head.
你的身体又小。
But your body is small.
你的又黑，不像我这样的很光彩。
And you're so black in color, and not like I have so much color.
但是蝌蚪先生就告诉小鱼先生。
But then this tadpole will tell the
你现在不要笑我。
He said, "Don't laugh at me now."
有一天我要跑到陆地去,
and one day I'll be on the ground.
那个地方有青草,
and there's grass over there.
那个地方有很多的花卉,
and there's many splendid things on there.
所以小鱼先生听到人就服气了,
and so this little fish has, that had nothing else to say.
他就给这个蝌蚪哥哥说,
so he was telling the tadpole.
他说等到你跑到这个大陆陆地的时候，你可以不可以带我去？
So when you go up to the land, can you take me there also?
所以一天过一天。
So after days after days.
这个蝌蚪就慢慢的长大。
So the tadpole had grown up.
这个尾巴就慢慢缩小。
And the tail was disappearing.
以后就变成一个非常美丽的青蛙。
To become a very pretty frog.
他一跳就跳到草地上,
so he jumped to the land.
这个小鱼弟弟看见的时候就非常的渴慕,
so the little fish is admiring that.
他说你可不可以现在带我到也到草地上去,
so can you take me also to the grassland?
所以这个青蛙哥哥就说你现在跳到我的背上,
so it's tell the little fish to jump onto my back.
我可以背你到哪一个草地上?
I can take you to the grassland.
所以哪一只的青蛙就背着哪一条的小鱼就到草地上。
So the little frog was taking the fish to the land.
一到草地上的时候，那个小鱼那个受不了。
But then the little fish cannot take that.
他就要求青蛙的哥哥赶快把我带回去。
And ask the frog to take me back.
我感觉你没有办法呼吸呢。
I cannot breathe here.
所以青蛙哥哥就带他回去。
So the frog take the fish back.
他现在就告诉小鱼弟弟说,
and the frog tell the little fish,
你现在服气了没有?
Now are you able to do?
你虽然以前叫我这个头很大,
before, even though you laugh at me that
I have
a big head, and very ugly and black,
现在我可以过着一个非常快乐的生活。
But now I can live a very happy life.
弟兄姊妹多少的时候,
brothers and sisters, sometimes
我们被世界上的人看为渣滓,
we will look at as the trash of the
我们好像比世界上的人都丑陋,
that we seem to be more ugly than all the
things of the world.
But what precious to us is in us there's that life of resurrection.
这个生命不是
and that life is not a life of dishonor. That life is not perishable. It's a life of glory. A life of that will be imperished.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and Brother and sister, we are changing.
我们都在长大,
we are growing.
我们需要尽我们所能的,
we need to do whatever we can.
我们要脱下我们的哪一个尾巴,
to put away our tail.
我想多少的时候哪一个尾巴,
and many times that tail that is
entangling
us. We didn't want to give up our tail.
但是,
but if we are willing to put ourselves down,
圣灵在我们里面做工,
to let the Holy Spirit work
within us,
that through the Word of God that
is feeding us,
so that we can grow, so that we can become a glorious
body.
And this is our redemption of the body in the future.
但是像今天我们要宝贵这一个生命,
but today we need to treasure this
life,
so that this life can grow in this perishable body, so that this perishable body will be slowly pass away. And this is our strength. And this is what we treasure. And this is the value, the true value of our lives.
我讲到这里的时候, 我就想到, 以赛亚先知,
so as I thought about it, I thought about the prophet Isaiah.
在以赛亚先知的41章里面, 我们就看到, 神对雅各说, 你是一个小虫。
And remember in Isaiah 41 that God is speaking to Jacob, you're just a little worm. Oh yeah, I was thinking this little worm is looks like a caterpillar, it's very terrible. We can just step on the caterpillar and it will die.
我记得也有很多的人批评我是一条虫那个。
And I remember people who criticized me as just a little worm. They did not say that I'm just a chicken. But to just call me as a little worm. And on one side I was sad during that time. But on the other side I was happy. I was sad because people looked down on me. Because I'm happy because one day this little worm will become a butterfly.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, you and I both have this life of the butterfly in us. Do not be afraid that people are looking down on us. But do not feel that we are being mistreated. Because God has put this seed of resurrection in our hearts. His purpose is so that you and I will have the glory in the future. We will enjoy the glory together with Christ. And we will inherit, we will be heir together with Christ. Only if we have this kind of faith. Otherwise, it's very hard to walk through this generation. It's very hard to hold on to the truth. We need to acknowledge that our body is only temporal. But then there's a precious in
you
and I. Our outwardly body is just like a vessel.
今天还在,
maybe here today, but be gone tomorrow. We will be like a cloud.
出现少时,
we appear for a little bit.
就不见了,
and then we disappear.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, this is
our life.
We cannot deny that.
我们还是会生病,
We will still be sick.
我们还是会走不动.
We will be tired that we cannot walk.
我们头发还是会白.
Our hair will become white.
我们还是会年老.
And then we become aged.
我们还是有许许多多的 想不到的事情临到我们的身上.
There are many things that we cannot think of will come upon us.
但是我们知道.
But we know.
我们的里面乃是一个主基督复活的生命在我们里面.
We have this life of our Lord Jesus living, dwelling in us.
神说雅各啊，雅虫，你这虫雅各。
And God said, "You, O Jacob, you are like a little worm."
当然，以赛亚的时代，仍然神让雅各，这是以色列人能够认识说他不过是虫。
Even at that generation, God let the people know that they are just like the worm.
但是这一个虫是有特别生命在它的里面。
But this worm has special life within it.
它要强调世界上的特别的一个特征。
And he will become a special characteristic in this world.
神要在这历史上要让这个民族添了他的荣耀。
God will use this nation to become His glory.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
你我也能够享受这个荣耀的生命。
That we can also enjoy this life of glory.
第三个乃是穿上。
And the third one is to put on.
这个是变化。
And or transformation.
我不晓得这个特别使徒保罗就特别的。 这个改变的时候就特别注明说这是创伤。
I don't know why Paul, as he wrote this, that as we talk about transformation, he put on the word to put on.
这个创伤乃是一个变化。
To put on is a transformation.
这个变化乃是里面的生命的改变。
This transformation is the change in the life within.
不是外面的改变.
It's not changing from the outside.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都有这两种的一个形象。
Brother and sister, we have this, both of these types in our lives.
我想今天我站在讲台上, 我就需要领带解一解。
Today, as I stand at the podium, I need to put on my tie.
我要穿整齐一点。
I need to be more neat in my dress.
我在家里就很邋遢。
At home, I will be more casual.
我们常常是一个外面的人。
And many times, we are just living as outwardly.
这个穿衣服。
有时候也能够表现哪个人的性格。 Sometimes it will reveal the characters of that person.
有的人就换起穿花花绿绿。
And some want to put on dress of many colors.
你就可以看到他的里面可能也有很多花花绿绿。
Maybe within him that there's a lot of colors too.
有的人就换起白的。
And some just want like white.
那可能里面他是很清白的。
Maybe within him is very white.
但是我不能够说有的人欢迎穿黑的。
But I cannot say some people who like to put on
the black. 他的里面的心也是黑的。
That they are black in their hearts.
但是这个穿跟我们身上的穿不一样。
But this put on is different than putting on in our life.
这个穿有两层的意思。
There are two meanings here.
我真是一面读的时候，我一面感谢神。
As I read this, I really thank God.
我不是很精通希腊文。
And I don't know Greek that well.
但是的确的今天有很多的工具书。
Today there's many tools that we can use.
可以帮助我来欣赏那个神的话语。
To help me to enjoy the word of God.
这个是我顺便提的。
And this is just a side note.
若是我们真正的去读神的话的时候。
If we truly read the word of God,
甚至我们用心读的时候,
to pay attention,
也不是说我们一定要精通希伯来文,
not that we have to be good in Greek,
也不是说我们要精通希腊文,
and not that we need to be expert in Greek, We just need to know a few letters. We can then enjoy the wonder, the amazing, be amazed at the Word of God. So as I was reading, I praised God. And sometimes at night I could not sleep. Usually I sleep at most for 3 hours. And last night I woke up at 2 o'clock. And after I woke up, I turned up a time on the dictionary. And this, this Jacob is the worm is from Isaiah. And even though, and God had filled me with His joy. And this is how I enjoy God. How I experience the grace of God. Brothers and sisters, we all can be like that. To really use effort to read the Word of God. To experience the Word of God. To enjoy the Word of God. As we enjoy the Word of God, we can be drawn near to God to praise Him. To thank Him. This is a blessing that God has given us. But this putting on, there's two meanings here. But we need to pay attention to this. It's not just on the outward. And this putting on is the mean transformation. And this transformation is not just reforming. It's not just reforming. And this transformation is not ferment. It is actually transforming. And you have to put on a different shape. In order to do that, first you need to change from within.
刚刚我提到哪一个蝌蚪哥哥那个变成了青蛙先生。
And earlier I talked about the tadpole become the frog.
他有两种的改变。
He actually had two kind of changes.
他里面的改变。
First he changed from within.
在拉丁文叫做morphology。
That's the Latin word, morphology.
这个是心态上的改变，心态上的改变。It's changing
in the bodily shape.
但是外面它变成了一个青蛙的样子，跟蝌蚪完全不一样。And
the outside become the frog is totally different than the tadpole.
这是乃是外形的改变，形状的改变。
And there's earlier there was the changing from the heart, and now there's the changing from the outside. Brother and sister, we all are changing. And many times we said that this one person would not change. Or we can say that this person is very stubborn. He will just hold on to his own opinion. He's not willing to put down his own thoughts to come to seek God's will. And I want to speak to you with what's in my heart. And then I will have I discounted this person a little bit.
弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
我们都在改变,
we are all changing.
我们有基督的生命,
we have the life of Christ.
我们要变成了基督的性格,
we will become the character of Christ.
我们有了基督的性格,
if we have the character of Christ,
我们也要变成基督的样式,
we'll transform into His likeness.
这是我们常常说到罗马书第8章28节。This
is what we talk about in Romans 8:28.
我们说到要磨成爱子的样子。
We want to be transformed into the likeness of the Son.
这一句话不是一个口号。
And it's not just a phrase we put on our mouth.
这一句话乃是真正里面的生态的改变。
It's really to change the attitude within us.
我们若是真正地接受了主耶稣的生命。
If we really receive the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们里面一定有一个改变。
We will have a change within us.
我们心情有改变。
And we, our character
will change. 我们的思想有改变。
And our thoughts will change.
我们的说话行动都有改变。
Our, the words we speak of, the behavior will change.
以后我们的样式也有改变。
And later on, then our outward will also change.
我们的风度也有改变。
And the way our countenance will change.
这是保罗在这里所说的穿的意思。
And this is what Paul is speaking us to put on.
在以弗所第四章二十四节。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
哥罗西第三章第九节第十节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
这里说到脱去旧人，穿上新。
Here it says to put aside the old self, but to put on the new self.
这个穿上不是说我仅仅是为着今天我来到这里穿整齐一点。
This putting on is not just coming here to put on a neater dress.
这个穿来是我里面的改变，我外面也整齐。
That I change on the inside so that my outward will follow.
这使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章第二节。
So Paul in chapter 12 verse 2,
他说弟兄们，我以神的慈爱劝你们。
He said, brother and sister, I encourage you with the
将身体献上当作活祭。
To dedicate your body as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的，理所当然的。
It is pleasing to God and it's only reasonable.
不要笑话这个世界。
Do not imitate this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed in the, with the renewing of your
mind. 这个变化的质乃是身体的改变。
And this transforming is the changing of the mind.
以后我们才有形态的改变。
Then we will have a change on the outside.
当我们改变的时候，
As we were changing,
我们乃是过着了一个长进的一个过程。
And we will be living a life that is in progress.
当我们改变的时候，乃是要得胜过一切。
As we were changing, that we will have victory over things.
我们渐渐脱下自己。
As we slowly put us
off
ourselves. To put off our own self.
脱下我的嗜好。
To put off our own habits.
脱下我自己的己见。
And to put off my own opinions.
我得胜。是许许多多世界上的东西。
Then I will have victory over all these things in the world.
我乃是要真正得着了主耶稣所要我得着的。
And I will receive what our Lord Jesus Christ want me to.
这是复活式的生命。
And this is the life of resurrection.
这是神给我们一个活。
And this is a king, a 国。
活 life.
This is the life that God had given us.
也是可以说神给我们的复活的生命。
And also the life of resurrection that God had given us.
我想再次应当是在1980年以前的事情。
I think this is something that happened before 1980.
有一个从曼哈顿来的一个教授的师母。
And this is professor's wife.From Manhattan.
他发了肺癌。
And he had lung cancer.
打到 KU Medical Center.
Went to KU Medical Center.
那个时候有几位的朋友就来告诉我。
So a few friends had come and told me about it.
他也是几位教授的好朋友。
And they are good friends of this professor.
他说你可以不可以去看有一位太太。
And he asked me if you can go visit this wife.
所以我就在那边工作，我穿着白衣啊，就很容易进到病房。
And I was working there. I had this lab coat, which is white in color, so easily I can get into the patient's room.
我看到这位的姊妹的时候
，When I saw this sister,
我就问候他几句。
And so I greet her.
我就问他说，你有没有圣经？
So I asked her, do you have a Bible?
我不好意思问他说，你有没有看圣经？
And I didn't feel comfortable to ask, did you read the Bible?
我就先问他，你有没有圣经？
So I asked, do you have a Bible?
他说，我有英文的圣经。
So she said, I have an English Bible.
我有日文的圣经。
I have a Japanese Bible.
但是我不看中文的圣经。
But I don't read Chinese Bible.
哎呀，我心里就忍了一大半。
So I felt I was a little bit discouraged.
我也不晓得怎么样从何可以跟她谈。
I don't know how to speak to her. How to start.
她说我是基督徒。
She said, I am a Christian.
我在长老会聚会。
I go to a Presbyterian church.
那我就慢慢的就没有什么话讲。
So sorry, I don't know what to say.
我说我好不好为你祷告。
So I said, can I pray for you?
他就勉强的说，我们一起祷告。
So reluctantly, she agreed.
我离开病房呢，过了一年。
And after I left that place, after 1 year.
又有人告诉我说，某某人现在又到医院去。
So somebody else told me that some person had gone into the hospital.
所以我又去看他。
So I went and look.
这个时候好像已经定了一个死心一样。
At that time seems like this is a terminal death sentence.
所以我一去看他的时候，他就非常的欢迎。
So when I went to see her, this time she welcomed me.
他就对我说，弟兄啊，你可不可以把主的福音再一次的给我清清楚楚的讲一遍？
And he said, brother, can you just clearly describe the explain the gospel to me one more time?
所以我就把主耶稣怎样为我们死在十字架上，流他的宝血，成了我们的救赎。
So once again, I told her about how our Lord died on the cross, shedding blood for us, and become a blessing to us.
我也告诉她说，主也是从死里复活。
And I also told her that our Lord Jesus Christ had risen from death.
若是我们愿意开我们心门接受他，我们就成了神的儿女。
If you are willing to open our heart to receive him, then we become his children.
我想我没有讲几句话。
I don't think I have speak much words.
这位姊妹就大大的痛苦。
And this sister started to cry loudly.
她一面流泪一面的悔改。
And as she shed her tears, she repented.
她就说到，我多年以来，我没有为主做什么事情。
She said that so many years I've not done anything for the Lord.
她说曼哈顿有一个查经班。
She said there's a Bible study in a group in Manhattan.
我从来没有去过。
I never been there.
她大大的流泪。
And she was regretting with tears.
她就祷告说，主啊，你若是留我的生命。
And so she prayed loudly that, Lord, if you leave my life, give me my life,
奉献给你。
I will dedicate my life to you.
或者她就不久我们祷告以后她就回去。
So after I prayed and then they went home.
过不久我们去曼哈顿去看她。
So a little time later, I went to Manhattan to go see her.
我们知道她的病是非常危险。
We know that her sickness is coming to the end.
当我们去看她的时候
，But as we went to see her,
那个时候她的姐姐从日本来。
And at that time, her sister came from Japan.
她自己没有办法看读圣经。
She cannot read the Bible herself.
她的姐姐就在她的床旁给她读圣经。
But her sister was reading the Bible beside her bed.
另外有很多录音带，就很多的诗歌，她在那边听。
There are many cassette tapes and many songs, and she was listening to those.
我看她的汗流满面。
And I saw that she was sweating.
她就给她的姐姐说。
So she was telling her sister.
你给冯弟和给冯姊妹炒米粉。
Would you cook some rice noodle for Reverend Fane and his wife?
她还关心到我们那个吃饭。
And so she worried about that we need to eat.
所以我们就为她祷告。
So we pray for her.
我就问她说。
So I asked her.
你这样的痛苦。
You have so much pain.
你为什么没有吃什么药？
How come you're not taking any medicine? And she told me. And she did not want to take any
morphine.
Because at the final stage of a cancer patient, to take away the pain is to take in the morphine. Because she wanted to experience how the Lord Jesus Christ had suffered for her. He had taken all this suffering. But the life of resurrection of our Lord is in her. He had victory over this illness. And she is willing to take what God had planned for her. And willing to experience what our Lord Jesus has suffered for us. To become our salvation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
复活的生命,
the life of resurrection, not only it will transform us, the life of resurrection is also a victory. It is a life of regeneration. Also a life of glory. It's a life of transformation. And a life of victory. Let's sing together
668.
And this song is the song of victory. And this voice from the Holy Spirit came into me. So I picked this song to conclude our message. This is written by Sister Barbara. And she was born in 1866. And when she left the earth, it's 1903. In 1930, why do I remember that? Because I was born in 1929. So just add 1 year to it. And she was a missionary in the Anglican Church. And she was the principal in one of these girls' school there. Because people think that she was too spiritual. She really lived the life of Christ. So many co-workers are accused of her. All the way to England. So they stopped their supply to her. And she went to this Fuzhou, the city of Maui. And then she rented a room. And then she just totally depend on the Lord. And then she started live a life of faith.
以后这个时候就有很多的年轻，当时的年轻的基督徒。
And there's many younger Christians who study the Bible together with her. And one of them is the Brother Watchman Nee. And also a brother I know of is Brother Wan Lian
Zhu.
And they are living through faith. And this hymn that this sister had written to represent the life of victory that she has.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister, yes, we will fail as Christians. But we have the power of victory. By our Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory. He had victory already. And he had a victory over the world. He had victory over Satan. He had victory over death.
我们靠着信心, 靠着他, 依靠他,
by our faith and by Him that we can also have
victory.
To hold on to our faith. So that we can sing this hymn together.
Let's stand up and sing this hymn.